Welcome to the Mad Trio Podcast. This week we have the California Pariah, Jonathan Charney, James the Fat Man Stevens.
Hello.
And a man who's just like Casper Van Dien, who thinks the only good bug is a dead bug, Ryan Preston. And special guest host, emphasis on the special, my sister.
Hi.
And I'm going to get
a female perspective on the show.
I thought that was you.
Well, that's a bitch perspective.
I mean, there's only so much weight I can hold.
Well, you just did say you were
in your mouth
pounds.
Or in your hands.
So,
and I feel like the female community can agree that I've been doing a terrible job.
Ryan, you're doing a bad job on your gender. You need to do better.
Yeah.
So apparently it's
I had a nickel for every time I heard that.
So apparently the world is ending. Kim Kardashian says she's going to take the bar exam in a couple of years.
Oh my God.
So everybody's favorite reality star is also going to be going like, oh my God, no, Judge.
I can't even with that.
And also with that, something surprising, Julian Assange, the founder or co-founder of WikiLeaks, just got arrested. He was escorted.
Yeah, so I'm getting dragged out earlier.
Which is, and the funniest part was Pamela Anderson on Twitter going, we need to support WikiLeaks. And it was like, wait, hold on.
She can read?
Why was that?
Oh, that's rude. Now Pam Anderson is special.
Special.
Well, she's had multiple
school bus special.
Well, she's had
multiple speed bump school bus special.
She's had multiple specials leak on VHS video. I mean,
oh yeah, I hear Tommy Lee is huge. And I at one point I did try to go online and see if I could see what it was like, but I was afraid I was going to get a virus.
That's why you just do incognito.
You know,
incognito mode.
Yeah.
On Google.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do realize that's what,
hold on, guys. Hold on a minute.
Wait, hold on, one at a time. I will say, though, if Pamela Anderson was worried about getting viruses, it would have probably saved her a lot of health problems.
Oh, John, that's messed up. Okay, I'm Tommy.
She's a national treasure, Charney. Jesus.
You mean a Canadian national treasure?
I think she's Canadian.
Send her back. Hey, can we send Justin Bieber, too? So,
I don't know. That kid's kind of pulled it together the last few years, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's actually done pretty good for himself. I've been hearing a lot of stuff about him. Like, he recently said that he's going to take time out from his musical career, which he hasn't done anything with in a couple of years, so he can focus on, like, deep-seated issues, which I could see. Imagine becoming a superstar that early in life. I mean, that guy doesn't ever has to work again, and he'll still be rich.
Can we get back to Tommy Lee's penis for a second here? Because
yeah, no,
I can't.
We all saw the video back in the day. It's all true. He's got.
I didn't see the video.
I don't look at me.
Have you seen it?
I never actually looked
at it. Have you seen
it.
At least the size of it? I mean, really? I hear he's huge.
There's no way I'm the only one here who's seen it.
Ryan, let me put it this way. You're the only person who's ever been told to get off this subject.
Well, I'm probably about to be told too.
Wait, hold on. Hold on.
Why aren't we recording this on video anymore?
Oh my God.
And now let's hope I don't lose this audio.
I just schooled Heather on how to look up porn.
Now let's hope I don't lose this audio like
okay,
I did.
I can't look anymore. Also, it does feel awkward that my brother's right here.
No, I'm really hoping this is all recording too. So. That way, I can this way I can do what we would do when we were children. Dad,
why? So you can say, well, you know, I'm the one going to be getting in trouble here because Heather couldn't do it.
The weirdest thing is my dad actually listens to the show occasionally, so I can't wait to get the email from him.
Okay. Hey, Dad, love you. I'm still a virgin.
Well, shit's about to get weirder because I've got a question.
You're not a virgin?
More of a fun game, I should say. I work with this guy. He's 48 years old. Not old, you know what I mean, but a little outside of what's new and hip in the kids today.
Ryan, you're outside of what's new and hip.
Yeah, I know. Really.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now. What's up?
So your 48-year-old buddy.
He wasn't aware of the rules of the internet, which I think we might have talked about before on this show. You guys familiar with the rules of the internet?
Yes.
Okay. So you guys are obviously familiar with rule number 34 of the internet.
Unfortunately.
Yes. Wait, what's rule number 34?
If it exists, yeah, there is a porn of it.
There is a porn of it.
Oh.
No exceptions.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Reddit is full of subreddits about all sorts of weird shit.
Listen, I'm a gamer. We talk about this shit all the time.
So the first thing he says, he's like, there can't be a porn of everything. I looked at him wide-eyed with like, wow, sir, how naive can you be? And said, of course it can. And he looked at me and he's like, okay, what about, and before he said it, I thought like, oh, he's going to come up with some interesting like, weird thing that he doesn't think of a porn of, and he's like, "What about Jewish porn?" I'm like, "Bro, really? Like, it's the most milquetoast thing I've ever heard."
What do you want, Orthodox?
I'm trying to think.
It exists. It sure does.
He wants the yarmulke.
Amish porn that exists too.
He wants the yarmulke and the candelabra.
That all exists. I guarantee it.
He wants some guy in the background.
It's called a yarmulke.
I was just that's as creative as he got, but. The day he kept trying to come up with things that he didn't think there were porn of. The one that had him just the rest of the afternoon going no fucking way was he's like, there can't be hypodermic needle porn.
Yep.
I was like,
oh yeah, yes, of course. There can,
and there is.
Of people being injected or?
Varying scenarios.
Yeah.
But I have to say it's a thing that exists.
Yeah. Well, it could also be BDSM.
Oh, well, of course that exists.
Well, hypodermic needles are part of the BDSM thing.
That BDSM porn, I'm like, no. Of course that exists. It's a whole subgroup.
I had no idea.
I have to admit, I never thought of needle porn. That's not something I ever thought of.
Well, see,
it's been thought of, it's been done, and he's completely baffled that it's actually true. He's like, I'm starting to believe this. The rule of the internet.
Have you told him about balloon porn?
About what?
Balloon porn. Yeah, there was
no,
this.
But I mean, that falls within the spectrum of what we were talking about.
Which, yeah, by the way, I only knew a balloon porn because there was a special on it. On this same special, it was a guy who fell in love with his car.
What specials are you watching?
It was like some BBC. It was some BBC
oh,
thing.
Oh, uh-huh.
It was talking about weird people's
Levar Burton on it.
I remember the thing you're talking about. That guy really wanted the fucking car.
Yeah, wait, no, it was on Tech TV G4 TV, and it was a late night special, and it was basically like what was odd things people do. This lady would pop balloons, and she got off on it. This guy wanted to have sex with his car, which,
all right,
sounds fascinating.
Sounds painful too.
I was going to say that's hot, but
oh, that's an object. What is that called? That's when people are in love with inanimate objects, and there's a name for it.
Now, my question is: there anybody who says that about the Statue of Liberty? And if there is, have they been arrested for it?
Yes, there is. There is, and the Eiffel Tower, all kinds.
Yeah, somebody actually, I want to say, married the Eiffel Tower.
Yes, someone did.
Or the statue, one of them.
They did the Eiffel Tower. They did.
Really? All right.
Yeah.
Got a bridge to sell you too. Oh,
yeah. It was also a little awkward because the woman that married the Eiffel Tower, she like straddled part of the tower. Oh, and she she's wow. Like, I hope I get a private moment with her.
Oh yeah, I'm sure you will with a group of tourists coming by. And this is the bride of the Eiffel Tower and they're having their wedding night. We're moving along.
If it was like anything like my sister and I when we visited the Eiffel Tower, it'll be a bunch of Asian school children.
John. Oh God.
Yeah, I remember way back, friend of mine, we were just coming up with like the random screwed up like porn titles for websites back when there were still early days of the internet, and it was surprisingly how many websites already had domain names, and you could just come up with the most weird shit you could, and there was a website to it. And this is before even like there was the popular, you know, rules of the internet going on or anything, and it was like even when there weren't very many sites that were interactive either.
So
that was weird.
Ryan, was your whole idea here to have one of us come up with something that might not be a porn?
Yeah, I wanted to see if any of you were more creative than my boss. Maybe there was something out there that might not actually be a porn.
I know the internet, and it's like there's Rule 34 exists for a reason.
There's got to be something in here. I got one, but it's probably heretical. Like resurrection Jesus porn? I mean,
oh, I guarantee it's out
there. Oh, of course.
Oh, come on, yeah. John.
Really? I mean, there's Easter porn.
There's probably one of Jesus having sex with the Easter bunny and he's got the holes in his hands.
Oh,
and
where
everything.
Can
I
find
it.
That one? You have the website?
I guarantee it.
Just check Reddit.com.
Yeah, you can probably find it on Reddit. Just search Reddit.
After some of the stuff I've run into in Reddit and then just kind of like, okay, I'm done with the internet for that day.
What are these lights called? I should know.
Let's see, fluorescent
light porn.
Let's find it.
Fluorescent light porn.
And this is a 1985 model. It's how about an incandescent lamp? This is an Edison light bulb originally.
People do some freaky things with incandescent light bulbs.
Well, there's even a fluorescent light porn table.
Well, one of my favorite things about did you ever hear years ago when there's like there's those sideshow freak guys would eat things? There was a guy who ate a light bulb and it exploded in his stomach.
Yep, oh my God. Yep, I remember that.
Told you.
There's a fluorescent light bulb.
Told you.
There's pretty much if it exists or somebody thought about
it
exists.
Porn videos on Pornhub. There's a Pornhub you could subscribe that's fluorescent light porn.
Nah.
Okay, I'm just saying, it's there. I mean, you can come up with...
If I were going to, I wouldn't tell you in front of my brother.
Thank you.
By the way, guys, I signed up for some porn. What do you think, John?
Do you want me to send you the Tommy Lee video? I mean, John's over here like, this is not how I thought the show was going to go.
As Pamela Anderson told Tommy Lee, this is one of the most painful things I've done today.
Your biggest mistake was asking me to be on the show.
No.
haven't you? Don't lie.
Busted.
It was the Comedy Central roast when Tommy Lee and Pamela Anderson was on there and they were all roasting him on the size of his unit. And then the whole time he's like, can we just keep changing subject? That's basically an hour of dick jokes.
if that's not what he expected walking in there, then he was sadly mistaken.
it's pretty bad when the best looking person in the Motley Crue is Mick Mars and he's incredibly sick.
I never looked at Motley Crue to see who is the most attractive.
On my shirt right now. Go ahead. Just don't look at the boob area here.
hold on. Let me rephrase
John,
that.
Keep your eyes up.
John, don't look at my boobs. That's gross.
Let me rephrase this.
John.
The one that has aged the best is Mick Mars. Because if you've seen Tommy Lee lately, I saw him at a special recently. I actually talked about the movie The Dirt or whatever it's called.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dirt. Yeah.
Ryan, you watched that one, right?
Which one?
The Dirt?
Yeah. Uh-huh. You haven't watched it?
No. What is it?
How do you not even know what the hell that is? It's the movie about Motley Crue on Netflix. Is.
Don't look at me. I don't have time.
What the fuck about Motley fucking Crue? Like 12 years old?
Yes.
Actually, one of my favorite documentaries...
Your face is 12.
Probably does have pimples still. I mean, he's getting fatter, so I mean, it probably happens. He wipes grease stains all over his face.
Ew.
Anyways.
Yeah, moving along.
So speaking of that, you were saying like this 48-year-old guy did not know the rules of the internet. So I work with younger kids. I'd say kids. They're in their 20s. But they didn't know the rules of the internet either. So it's a thing that I guess is just, you know, a certain age gap is not going to understand that there are rules of the internet.
I don't think it's an age gap thing. I think it just depends on what you're into. Fires, like if you go to the Reddit and stuff like that, it's something you encounter on social media. And I would go less towards social media because Reddit's not true social media in the sense of like Facebook and Twitter. It's more of like a message board.
Okay, yeah.
So I think it's that type of thing. Because I never ran across it until I started going on Reddit, and they'd say, oh, this is a Rule 34 moment. I'd look it up, and they're, you know, it's like, what is Rule 34? Okay, this makes sense, and go on.
When I first heard it, I thought it was like a Ferengi thing. You know, the rules of acquisition? I was like, I don't get it. But then someone showed me. I was like, oh, I get it.
Ferengi porn.
Yeah.
That exists. I'm sure guarantee it does. I mean,
I have to admit, Star Trek fans are a little off, so it could be.
What are you trying to say?
There's some strange Star Trek fans.
Shut up.
I never watched that movie.
Which one?
The Trekkies?
Oh, yeah. There was one in that movie. There's an older lady who she made everybody call her Commander, wore the red uniform. You know, she had a comm badge, and you know.
Oh.
Some people are way too into it.
Little wackadoo.
How do you have actually a life when you're like that? Like, I mean, how do you go to work dressed up as the commander? Is it like cosplay thing where you like take it off to go to work?
Or, this particular lady, I had the feeling she was more special needs. But what about, like, because there are normal functioning people who are like that. Like, there's Ghostbusters. No, the funniest thing, there's a documentary about these people, and these people actually spend money, make the Ghostbusters pack, and they do parades, and they're all over the country.
But, I mean, is, like, that their actual living?
That's their, far as job-wise?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, you can't really make money going around saying, I'm the commander, whatever, you know. I mean, she has to have a starship that she believes she's commander
of. Or some people,
they
already have money. They don't need to make more.
Maybe I think it's just hobby. I think you just have to have a job that you have that particular quark.
Quark.
jeez.
you know, that's the only thing I could think of. If you had a job that allowed you to be goofy, why not?
Or parents who have a job that allow you to be goofy.
You do have a job that allows you to be goofy.
Yeah, but last time you used the dead person, the puppet, I thought you got in trouble.
No, you didn't get caught.
Yeah, they kind of frown on that. I actually fucking know of a guy who did that.
Oh, really? Oh, jeez.
Yeah, leaving the family's house, like, picked up the hand and, like, waved it at him. Yeah, they called pretty fucking quick.
Guarantee it.
Look, Grandpa's waving.
Oh, man.
Wait a minute, Grandpa's dead.
Oh, man.
That's hilarious.
That's terrible, actually. I mean, it's hilarious, but I mean...
Well, let me put it this way. It's only hilarious if it's not happening to you, but if it was one of your family members going like this, you know, it'd be a little like, oh, that's kind of screwed.
Well, I don't know. It depends on what family member.
Yeah, for sure. It definitely depends on the family.
That is true. I mean, I'd think it was kind of funny, but, you know, like, I can't say everybody in my family would think it was funny.
Yeah, no.
I think your mom would be the only person who might.
That's
not
who
find
I'm saying is going to be waving.
Oh, yeah. Then the four of you would probably find it hilarious.
Yeah, see, there you go.
Oh, actually, make it three of you because I have a feeling if your mom goes, your dad's going with her.
This got dark quick. God.
I guess you haven't watched the show. Anyway,
welcome to This Week in Morbid Conversations.
I still want you to do the tape recorder thing, Ryan.
The tape recorder thing?
It's like the
pencil
test?
Remember, like, you put the tape recorder in the back of the van?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you still got to do that for
some
reason.
Was there a lot of dead moaning going on?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like you take a tape recorder and you have one of your...
The one that freaked me out before I knew what it was, the Chinese have a what's called a chant box.
Oh, yeah, he told me about that.
That says basically like Chinese prayers, but in like a really Buddhist chanting kind of way.
Oh.
And I'm not going to do it because it's going to sound like I'm making fun of it. And, you know, you got to be respectful towards people's
yes.
So here's
your customers watch.
So
or
I
listen.
I just did a Google search, and the first thing on Google is electronic Buddha machine, digital Chinese Buddhist chant box.
Yeah.
Yep, that's the one.
I just love.
Basically, it's a little tiny tape recorder. It's not very big, like about half the size of your average kind of regular tape recorder. First I had ever encountered one, we had picked up a person from a house, and we're like halfway back to drop it off at the mortuary, and I'm hearing this like weird fucking, I didn't recognize it as chanting, It was just this really weird muffled.
I thought you weren't going to do it.
I felt like I was doing Monty Python.
Kind of sounded like it.
But, God, it reminds me of a music I turned the radio off,
and I'm like, what the fuck is that? And then I'm still hearing it, and then I fucking pull over. I'm like, what is going on here? And go into the back and start digging around and find they had put this little sound box thing right next to the person's head. And I'm like, you bastard.
Oh, man.
You God. Really thought zombie apocalypse was upon you.
It's really happening. Should have gone back there
with a crowbar and like stabbed him in the skull. And, but, you know, that might not be now, acceptable.
That would be a good mix-up if you combine that those lyrics with the music from Walker, Texas Ranger.
You know what? That would...
Somebody knows the lyrics to Walker, that, Texas
Ranger?
Yeah,
like... No, like, it too. I'm like, John, you have this memorized?
Like, if you take, you know...
Sing it for us, John.
Like, if you take the zombie apocalypse is coming upon you and you put that on the Walker, Texas lyric, Walker, Texas Ranger music...
I don't know what that is.
I know the tune in my head, but I can't...
Well, sing it for us.
Come on, John.
Get us an audio clip.
I don't want to get pulled from YouTube. Sorry.
Damn it. Yeah. Good point.
Come on. It falls under fair use.
Might be the.
I mean, you've got to keep it under 10 seconds, John.
Nah. We're just going to have to.
Can we get
off
2 second clip? It might jog my memory.
I kind of sound like the A-Team. Are you sure that's the right one, John?
Oh, the A-Team.
God, that movie sucked.
I didn't watch the movie.
The movie wasn't bad.
Movie? The A-Team movie?
The A-Team movie was fucking cool.
I did not like it.
The A-Team movie?
Because it was a TV...
John's picky as fuck.
I am a movie reviewer. So, I mean, honestly, it comes to the fact it's a child's appreciation of the A-Team versus an adult's watching a movie.
So it's like Goonies.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. I love the Goonies.
Don't watch it as an adult.
I have. I love it.
All right. Then don't watch Attack of the Killer Tomatoes as an adult.
Okay. Yeah. That one I won't do.
No. It's a little nippy in here.
Oh, jeez. I didn't realize that scene was in that movie until you...
That's like my favorite part of the whole movie as an adult. And this, I'm like, the rest of this shit just
You
suck.
Mean this random racist movie that you don't expect?
Yeah.
The scene?
I didn't remember it being racist as a kid.
Actually, it's about as random as Fantasy Mission Force.
What?
It's a Jackie Chan movie. I have to let you borrow it.
No, that's okay.
Trust me, it's worth seeing because it's random.
I don't know. Fantasy Mission Force was almost as random as City Hunter. I mean, I think Fantasy was a little bit more random, but City Hunter was pretty
random.
Wait,
what kind of movies were you guys watching?
City Hunter? Jackie Chan movies.
Well, the problem is City Hunter made sense. There was no plot to Fantasy Mission Force.
Yeah, but if you watch City Hunter, the cartoon, the anime, and then watch the movie, it doesn't make sense.
Guys, it's Jackie Chan. It's not supposed to make sense. Oh, God. You should see the way they're looking at me right now.
Well, Snake and Eagle...
stare.
Well, I was going to say Snake and Eagle Shadow, which is Jackie Chan's actual very first movie he made, makes a lot of sense.
That sounds like a porn.
Does.
Snake and Eagle Shadow?
I'm sure it is.
Snake and Eagle. The snaking eagle maneuver. Yeah, please. Oh, shit. Got so excited.
If
almost
it's not a thing, not I'm definitely going to invent it.
I got to say,
leave me out of this one, Aaron.
I would love to see, like, you know, after this episode, somebody's just randomly looking through James's search history. What the hell?
Incognito, buddy.
Oh, God.
There's a tattoo. Maybe it doesn't.
So I just saw I just saw a picture on Reddit. It says the complete prose of Woody Allen, and it's autographed to Josh. I think you might have mistaken me for somebody else, Woody Harrelson.
Who's Josh?
This is whoever had the book signed. So basically, he thought the person was Woody Allen, and Woody Harrelson signed it.
Oh well, there's a huge difference between Woody Allen and Woody Harrelson. What the hell?
That's why everybody was making fun of him. You can't tell the difference. One's a creepy director who married his adopted daughter, and the other one's just a stoner.
Yeah. I'll go with the second.
No.
You guys know who Emo Phillips is?
Not off the top of my head.
Hey.
We broke rule 34.
Wait, hold on. Time out.
Sorry.
You just heard me say that out loud. Snake and eagle shadow porn does not exist.
Well, that's a little too specific, isn't
it? I think John's getting uncomfortable. Okay,
too specific. What's it called? Kung fu porn exists.
Oh, but that's not the same thing, though. I mean, of course kung fu porn exists. I mean, it's called...
Kung fu?
No, what is the genre of the...
Kung fu porn.
I'm sorry, that sounds hilarious. Goodness. They're flying in midair.
No, there's a certain type of... it came out back in the 70s. There was like kind of like kung fu porno movies that were coming out.
Oh, God. 70s.
I'm trying to remember the name of it. There was an actual type of movie that was that type of porn. Let's see.
Are we going to get demonetized? Does that happen wherever this
if we actually made any money. This may be our highest rated episode.
Yeah, there's a prerequisite to getting demonetized.
And I think Ryan might have muted himself. Ryan, are you there? Okay. Dave Bautista to star in action thriller Killer Game, about a veteran hitman who is informed that he has months to live, so he puts out an open contract on himself, only to discover that the lab made a mistake, and he's in perfect health, forcing him to battle an army of assassins out to kill him. Or John Wick 3.
I never even saw the first... Actually, I'm going to take that back. I was going to say I've never saw the first John Wick, but when they killed the dog, I was done.
Honestly, that was one of the best scenes. Like, after the fact, it's hilarious.
Oh, my God, John.
Yeah, I knew I wasn't going to be able to talk my girlfriend into watching that movie, so I just kind of put it on next to her and sort of angled the laptop her way.
Oh, that was nice of you.
I knew as soon as they killed the dog, there was no way she wasn't going to be super fucking invested, and I was right.
Actually, it's a really good scene afterwards, especially when he calls the cleanup crew. It's hilarious.
Yeah, the cleanup crew was great. I just want to get paid in those gold coins.
Right? Hey, for the first time ever in history, they actually have a picture of a black hole.
I know, man. I was looking at that the other day, or yesterday, rather. That's fucking cool.
It was really cool.
Or my bank account. Because money disappears.
Literally only theoretically...
was that really your joke?
Math term before that.
Okay. That's just... Ask
an amazing thing about amazing thing about that is this was predicted by an Einstein theory, but nobody's ever been able to prove it up until recently. And I think it was a 29 year old lady who came up with the algorithm.
29 year old grad student
who she made this happen. So she's got to win the Nobel Prize after this thing.
Wait, was it?
Probably.
Yeah, she was 29. I don't know much.
That's impressive.
Yeah, and there was a thing on Reddit and they had a picture of her said, I discovered how to see black holes. What have you done this week?
It's like, she made the algorithm.
After that, I haven't done much.
I might as well just give up on life. I'm going to compare myself to her.
Well, this is why I have a podcast that I can't even get my friends to listen to unless they're on the fucking thing.
And just think about this. The Beatles recorded everything the Beatles ever did before they were 30.
Took me a while to remember the name.
That's true. Hey, talk about the Beatles. What do you think about John Lennon?
Oh, God.
What?
See, that was back what do you think
about?
34.
What do you think about John Lennon?
You're not wrong.
Most generic question. Who doesn't like John Lennon? Is there people out there who don't like John Lennon?
Well, I'm not a big Beatles fan, but I actually think he's a piece of shit.
For what?
He used to beat his wife, like the drummer would beat the drums.
Allegedly. This is all alleged.
Yeah, that's very alleged.
No, I think his ex-wife even admitted that
Yoko?
She would. No, his first wife.
Oh.
Actually admitted to about that he used to beat her. I always thought him and Yoko kind of
just... Is that where he got the name The Beatles?
That'd be The Beaters.
I have to admit, after listening to Yoko sing, it's like John Lennon and her really deserved each other. He's even Bjork is better.
What? What are you talking about? What?
Bjork is a better singer.
What did I miss? What is?
So I would rather listen.
He doesn't like Yoko Ono singing.
No.
Oh.
He's racist.
And you also don't like Bjork, I'm assuming, but you're saying Bjork is
exactly
better. Oh, I like Bjork.
Well, I actually see how she's talented. I've just never really gotten into her music. She's
not
my favorite.
I can't think of a Bjork song I actually know.
Well, I'm not singing it. She's got a...
I guarantee there's a porn of that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
A short lady singing? Because she's tiny.
What, tiny, short exists. Women can't sing? I'm confused. It's only for us tall people.
He thinks of them as like squeak toys.
Well, her music does kind of sound like when my dog gets a hold of one of my son's toys. Squeak, 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 squeak.
It's more like crunch, crunch, crunch.
Oh my God.
No, because we still have some of we have this natural rubber chew toy that he would use when he was teething. And so it has a squeaker in it.
And you let your dog chew on it now?
He got a hold of it. So I didn't let him do anything.
Yeah, you did.
No.
Yeah.
Because I beat him afterwards. It's like, no, whack.
You beat
so
your
you
son?
You are friends with John Lennon.
The dog, not my son.
You beat the dog?
Give him a smack. Come on.
Man, PETA is going to be after
us.
That's
what John said, too.
Yeah, go ahead. PETA kills more animals yearly than most kill shelters in the United States.
I mean, where do you think they get the buckets of blood?
PETA can eat my goat dick. Sorry.
Wow, we're learning a lot of things about Heather today. Are you comparing it with Tommy Lee?
Yeah. Well, I'm really sorry. My brother's face when I said that.
He's like out of this. He's like,
no, I'm never inviting you again.
She made the goat nose too.
I was trying to think of like, how do I, what type of comment could I say? So I was trying to figure out.
Yeah, he took too long and he came up with a few.
Yeah, and me, the goat dick comment was sealed your invitation for next time for me.
Yeah, John, you're fired.
And the man whose favorite treat.
Hey, where's your sister?
And the man whose favorite thing to put in his mouth.
Oh, wait, who? What?
Ryan.
Oh, you?
Ryan loves the goat dick.
Oh.
He's basically like Jason Mewes over there. Except less drug addict and has his own teeth.
There's nothing wrong with goat dick, all right? To all the goats out there, I love and accept your dicks.
Well, honestly, this isn't the strangest thing I've
heard. I've got a lot of comments here, and I'm not sure where to go with them. Oh, this direction, obviously.
No, John points to me.
It's just like, just be careful because you have to leave the studio at some point.
Wait, what?
I'll go that way. I'll braid David over that. No goat dicks. No wonder he's not coming out of his room anymore.
Oh, is he in there?
I don't know.
He's gonna be like, I heard those guys talking about goat dicks.
I haven't seen him in like 3 months.
So, anybody here on Twitter?
No.
No.
You guys gotta follow Jimmy's Famous Seafood. They're a famous seafood restaurant in Baltimore, Maryland.
And that's a long way to follow somebody.
So you want to join Twitter just to follow
somebody on the opposite side of the nation?
Well, here's the reason. So PETA,
the United States,
across the street from their restaurant, PETA put an anti-seafood billboard on. So they started harassing PETA. They actually sell a PETA t-shirt that says people eating tasty animals, and it's like a picture of a crab on it. They're one of the best Twitter accounts on the internet right now. They're absolutely
moister than an oyster.
I didn't hear that. What was that? No, I literally didn't hear that.
Have you not seen that meme?
No.
Oh, God. Have you seen that one?
No.
Oh, God.
I don't know about memes. Sometimes they're really dumb.
I guarantee. So send her some of the ones you send me occasionally. Of course, you may not hear from
her. I don't know how the hell we all
communicated. She blocked me on Facebook. You think she's going to accept my number?
I'm not on Facebook.
Neither am I anymore. You blocked me before I left.
Do we need to have a talk, James?
James is such a shitty person that my sister quit Facebook entirely because of him.
No, but... James, that's a horrible meme. That is just so weird. It's awkward.
And oddly enough, I doubt that's the first time today that a woman said that to James.
Ew, I don't really know. God, this is all my fault, isn't it?
The funniest thing is Ryan's probably wondering what the hell is happening. Yeah. This is a visual joke.
I feel like I missed something here.
Well, you got to describe it to him and the listeners.
I'll just send it to him.
Yeah, just send it to him.
No, if someone's listening, they're going to have no idea what we're talking about. This is how it works, guys. Come on now. James, do it. Describe it.
I'm glad. Theater of the mind, fuckers.
I'm glad I have this.
Use your imagination.
That's asking a lot of
Okay,
Ryan.
So it's a meme of an older woman, like kind
Isn't
of.
Isn't she a politician?
Scrunching
I have
her mouth.
No idea. I almost sent this to you, John.
Please don't.
Now I'm tempted to.
Actually, I'm glad I have my iPad with me so Laura doesn't see it and I get a text message. What the fuck did James just send you? Because my wife already hates your taste in movies. I don't want her to hate anything else about you.
Oh, she does?
She just didn't like some of the Jackie Chans I picked.
Oh, well, I kind of don't blame her.
That was the first one you complained.
Sorry. Go ahead, block me on Facebook. Oh, wait. I'm not on Facebook.
You're gonna do that to me anyways.
What the hell is this?
So, Ryan, do you have any topics?
That one's dumb.
Aside from weird porn categories? No, not necessarily.
I bet that was your best discussion you guys have ever had.
Maybe. Oh,
John,
have you guys, you guys know the Racketeer, the company that made Cocaine Cowboys?
No.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
They have a new one. They have a new one coming out. I haven't seen it yet. So apparently it's talking about the
drugs incorporated thing.
It's basically
it's like the documentary style, a docuseries kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's a documentary about Miami and all the drugs in there. Like, they have more banks per capita in Miami than anywhere else in the United States, stuff like that. The guy was on the Joe Rogan show, talked about he has a documentary coming out that's about, I guess, the baseball scandal and other things that are revolving that, but it's all done with children. So the children are basically are reenacting everything. So it's supposed to be a comedy documentary. Like,
sounds really not interesting.
That sounds dumb.
It sounds interesting. I'm not doing it justice, but it sounds kind of fun to me. Because you'll have to see it. I'm not great at describing
it. What was that movie that they follow that kid around for half his life or something like that?
Boyhood?
Yeah. That's what it kind of sounds like to me, but not as interesting.
What's Boyhood?
Yeah, Boyhood. Was that Linklater?
I think it was.
It was.
But, I mean, that, like, it's... I'm just really confused. It's like the corruption in baseball? Is that what you're trying to describe?
It was about the drugs and steroid scandals or something like that. Hold on.
Yeah,
see
which there's obviously a lot of in professional baseball.
But I'm like, why are they picking kids and...
Because
I'm not really interested in baseball anyways, or the fact that they were drug addicts. I mean, it just kind of is expected in any type of sport.
So pretty much, according to the interview, if I remember correctly, the way they wanted to do this turned out they'd have to reenact parts of it. So instead of using adults, they just chose to make it kind of funny and use kids.
But the drugs and the sports aren't funny, so I'm confused.
Hey, I'm butchering. I'm not the greatest. hold on.
I mean, are you reading this off an IMDb title?
I wish they'd do the reenactments in, like, the murder shows with kids. That'd be fucking hilarious.
No, that'd be funny as fuck.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. That would be pretty damn funny. Jacked up for the kids, but, you know, hey, I mean, Macaulay Culkin came out okay. Oh, wait.
Macaulay Culkin's a little
touched.
Have
you guys seen the trailer for that the new Seth Rogen? Like they're doing with the kids.
I don't like Seth Rogen.
What kid?
Yeah, they've got a movie called I can't remember what it's called. I saw the trailer, it was fucking killing me. It was like basically the junior high version of Superbad.
Oh. I don't like Seth Rogen. So the documentary series is called Screwball. It's a true crime drama investigating the MLB's infamous doping scandal involving nefarious clinicians and his most famous client, the New York Yankees, Alex Rodriguez. Well, that's the what it's basically it's about. But it uses all children. Everything. There's no adults in the entire documentary series, from what I've been told.
So they have kids shooting up roids?
Probably.
Okay, now I could maybe be okay with watching that then. Be more entertaining.
Kids getting roid rage?
No, I mean, not like really.
It sounds like underage train spotting to me.
Oh, God. Now that'd be interesting with kids.
There you go.
I'm gonna...
I think we need to really start like a whole series.
Are they going to do
Actually,
that?
Didn't Netflix do a Trainspotting show?
Yeah, I think they did.
I didn't watch it, though.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Are they going to do that really weird toilet swimming scene?
Oh, God, that was so awful. All I could think about was all the bacteria. Oh, God, yes. Oh, and the poo flinging thing. Oh, my God. I was like, I don't know if I can keep going. This is so awful.
I agree with you. That was one of the few movies that I'm like, I don't know if I want to keep going. And then I always do, and it turns out, okay, it's like Requiem for a Dream. There's some point where you're like, I don't know if I want to keep watching this fridge chasing this person.
Yeah, but that ending, wow, that ending was.
Yeah, no kidding.
Woo! That was worth every minute.
Then watching Marlon like throw up in the freaking vat. Oh, God. Corn.
This episode's description's going to involve.
Oh, God, I got to write one.
It's going to be the dirtiest.
It's going to be the worst.
It's going to be the dirtiest episode of the Mad Trio Show. Make sure you wipe your ears after listening.
I've been like totally just making jokes and haven't written anything down. Oh, goodness. Anyways.
So look up the raconteur guy. His real name is Billy Corbin. He's actually a fairly interesting guy to listen to in the interviews, but I love his documentaries that I've seen.
I don't know. A whole baseball documentary doesn't excite me.
Well, the funniest thing is just having this conversation with my dad the last time I saw him about the reason I love baseball is because now baseball's like the slowest thing on TV, and how baseball announcers are a lot like golf announcers, because on the ones I've watched recently, the announcer's like, and you have Rodriguez going up and it's a swing, oh it's a miss, it's going straight to the, so they're just like, it's, I've watched golf that is more exciting than some of the baseball games I've watched recently, and it's perfect. It's
I'm a fan of any kind of tournament.
Baseball's actually kind of fun to watch, especially if you're curling? Doing other things. I hate curling. It's not fun. Sorry, Canucks.
Curling is really funny.
You mean
like
curling?
It.
Curling is fucking
really
great.
Is hilarious. It's like really the first great. Time you watch. But I
got obsessed with curling a couple Olympics ago.
The first time I watched it was like Monty Python invented a sport.
No, it's like you really, really like have to be in shape for that repetitive. You know,
come on.
Yeah, you know the kind of balance you have to launch that stone, man?
Oh, come on. A bunch of drunk Canadians were drinking Molson while trying to figure out how to roll this stone on some ice. I mean,
don't
come
make
on.
Fun. I have a lot of Canadian friends, and I really love them.
I bet they would say the same thing. I mean, come on. The bunch of hoosers, eh? Drinking some Molsons? But it does.
Was that your Canadian accent?
Yeah, it was horrible.
That's the closest.
Sorry,
I can
Canadians.
Get.
That was the worst defense tonight.
No, my Russian one is worse. Except they're not America's hat, so the chances of me are running into a pissed off Russian about that.
Yeah.
It's just like you watch too much Rocky and Bullwinkle.
I loved that cartoon as a kid.
That's where you get your
hated
Russian
it.
Tournament.
The remake. You always wanted to watch that cartoon. I hated it.
Fractured Fairy Tales were hilarious. Our dad actually really likes the Fractured Fairy Tales too, because we were talking about it one time, because this is so random.
Yeah, I always liked those. Those were fun.
Those were my favorite.
You didn't like Rocky and Bullwinkle?
No, so boring.
I never liked Rocky and Bullwinkle either.
You too?
It was so boring. I mean, I liked Natasha's hair because it was kind of gothy mod, but that was about it.
I got into like wacky races. You know what I mean? Dick Dastardly and Penelope Pitstop, etc.
I wish they would bring back some of those characters. Like, Dick Dastardly was a great character. Muttley is my spirit animal. He's my favorite.
Yeah,
him and Scooby-Doo are probably my favorite two, like, animated animals.
You did love Scooby-Doo a lot.
He still does.
He watched a lot of Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, I've seen every episode of any Scooby-Doo made up until, like, the early 2000s.
I did pay you back with the amount of times I watched Labyrinth, though.
No, I paid you back by watching Scooby-Doo.
That's brutal.
And Dark Crystal.
Oh, I loved it. Oh my gosh, yes. Same.
Honestly, I would rather watch Dark Crystal.
There's somebody out there that likes Dark Crystal.
Somebody who, what did he say? Somebody who likes?
Actually likes Dark Crystal. I'm backing up because Heather might swing.
Swing, I mean, better, swing. So I'll be honest, I would rather watch.
Glad you're not in studio right now.
Oh my God.
I would rather watch Dark Crystal than Labyrinth. I've seen Labyrinth more than any human on Earth because of somebody who's sitting across
from me. David Bowie found Waldo before it was popular.
What is wrong with, wait, can we get back to what is wrong with this? Three of
Dark
you?
Dark Crystal or Labyrinth.
What is wrong?
How can you not like Dark Crystal?
I never said I disliked it. I said I'd just rather watch it more than Labyrinth. Honestly,
Labyrinth was annoying to me. I'd rather watch Cheech and Chong.
Oh, Cheech and Chong is so dumb. It's watching a bunch of stoners. Those were all my friends. Were a bunch of stoners. Like,
by the way, those were all my friends.
I've already been there, done that. I'm old now. I want to just like
drink the water from the judge fucking vodka, man.
Oh my god, this is awesome.
This is going to be the episode that peaks more than any other. I got to do better with the volume control on this because it's going to be peaking like
it's
a motherfucker.
Passion, John.
Yeah, John.
Shut up, Angela.
Passion.
Oh, anyways.
So, my wife.
No, she's not over Dark Crystal Labyrinth yet.
But, well, my wife said something.
Fuck
there's
you
an,
guys.
There, my wife said
Eat
something. There's an interesting holiday
Ryan,
thing at
you're
New
up.
Year's.
Sorry.
And in Italy, apparently in Italy, in some places, they for the New Year's, they throw their couches out the window. So they say, be careful you walk in Italy or a couch might hit you.
Mm.
Okay, why are we talking about that?
Because it would be hilarious. It's, you know, you're walking on New Year's Eve to go hang out with friends at midnight, and all of a sudden you get squashed by a flying couch.
Is it flying or falling?
Roger Rabbit cartoons.
I would Same think difference. It's falling. But, you know, I mean, is it like going to be a piano too?
It flies for a short distance before it falls.
No, it's called gravity, John. It just goes down.
Well, I mean, you could, like, if you were strong enough, like, really launch it out of the window, and that would be sort of, you know,
like
flying.
More like a projectile?
Well, I mean, look at
projectile couches.
Yeah. Look at the space shuttle. Technically, the space shuttle flew, even though it was kind of a controlled crash.
Which time?
What?
Every time.
No, sometimes they actually left the gravity of the Earth and made it outside of the atmosphere and then blew up.
The space shuttle was a delta wing. It had no way of re-entry, so it was basically a giant... It was crashing as it was landing.
I'm not sure what you guys are talking about because the Earth is flat and there is no space flight or anything. So that's all a bunch of propaganda. Moving on.
Yeah, ice wall, bro.
What?
I love the fact that
Do you even ice wall, bro?
God.
I love the fact there's flat earthers exist. I think that's hilarious.
Your sister's a flat earther.
Yeah, I thought they were.
You know, you actually live in the mountains.
Yeah, whatever.
I mean, you got to go down to Sacramento, and then you're a flatlander.
I think John would disown his sister if she really was a flat earther.
No, because my comment is, I'm just gonna do the Elon Musk, and we're all living in some sort of computer generated reality. So I'm just gonna find.
Well, how do we know we're
Tron,
not,
dude?
That's a big damn door.
Dora the Explorer. She has the whole thing figured out.
Too bad it's in Spanish. Damn, I'm going to have to find somebody who speaks it.
It's simple Spanish.
Simple Spanish. Cállate el hocico. She listened.
As soon as this is over, I'm going to ask what you just said. Somewhere there's some Hispanic guy going, fuck you, man.
No, I didn't cuss. I didn't say a single cuss
word,
John.
Good job assuming.
Yeah.
It is James. Usually if I assume, it's a pretty good bet.
Good job being offensive.
He lives in California. He doesn't speak any Spanish.
Like any.
No. Well,
he speaks Taco Bell.
That's not Spanish.
Gordita!
Actually, the last time I was at Taco Bell, you asked me to drive you there. So it's all your fault.
I asked you to drive me to Taco Bell?
Yeah.
Where does Ryan live? He
lives in the ghetto.
Is he even here?
I live ghetto with Jason.
Well, where is that?
Montebello, California.
Los Angeles, specifically Montebello.
Oh, okay.
Like,
yeah, I lived there. I lived in Studio City, but I was really I don't know if you know where Lancashire Boulevard is. I was.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I know Lancashire.
Yeah.
How long did you live there?
How long was I there, John? A couple years.
Probably something like
couple
that.
Couple years.
Yeah. I've never been good at keeping track of time.
What brought you down here for just a couple years?
A boyfriend. This was a long time ago.
Is that always the way?
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Your boyfriend brought you down there, Ryan?
No, his boyfriend's the reason he's still there.
Oh.
Right.
Okay. That makes sense. I'm waiting for you to continue on with your topics that we're going to sidetrail.
No, I'm trying to figure out. Any of you guys excited about the last Avengers movie for this version of the Avengers?
Yeah. Yes.
I kind of am.
Yes.
I still got to watch the Captain Marvel.
I got to watch that one, too.
The weirdest thing about that one is because...
Oh, wait, no, I saw Captain Marvel. I got to watch Shazam because that's not out yet.
Well, that's the one I want to watch,
the
too.
Weirdest thing about the Captain Marvel is Disney pumped a lot of money into it, saying, here's a female protagonist. She's the hero. It got a fairly big opening, but I don't know anybody who didn't say, it's okay.
Well...
No, I liked it.
How much, though? Because I've heard a lot of meh reviews regarding it. Grant, it could be superhero.
Yeah.
It could be there's too many superhero movies, though.
I mean, see, that's the thing. Is I think that that people are just using that as a place to put their fucking, their ire. You know what I mean? As soon as not to jump all fucking down the feminist right here, but yeah, I mean, as soon as this kind of shit comes out, the troll community just gets their panties up in a bunch. I'm like, this movie sucks. There's a woman in it.
The biggest problem, actually,
did they not know who Captain Marvel is?
Actually, Captain Marvel was originally a guy.
Oh, Captain Marvel.
Actually,
thank you, John.
Well, no,
you don't even want to see that movie, and you're correcting James.
Well, there's actually stories behind that, but
yeah.
Shut up.
One of the issues, though, is she almost Tarantino. Yes. She almost Tarantino'd herself because of what she said in her press junkets, which, amazingly enough,
which was nothing. I fucking saw that, what they were talking about. Fucking nonsense.
She did.
I don't even give a shit.
She did piss off a lot of people. I mean,
what did she say?
She basically said there were too many white people in her press junkets and she needs to fix that.
That's not what she said.
I'm paraphrasing. I mean, there's a lot of what she said, but that was the main thing.
Well, that's the problem, is everybody fucking paraphrased and it didn't even get down to what she actually said. I mean,
okay, Ryan, what did she actually say, Ryan?
I'm just telling you
that. Just stop saying what she actually said and tell us what she actually said.
I wouldn't even know where to find it. I didn't see it.
I'm just telling you that's what a lot of the complaints were about it. I mean, and Tarantino basically said, you know, anti-cop stuff. And
Ryan, what did she say?
I don't know. I have to look it up.
Why did you correct me if you didn't know what the fuck she said? I was paraphrasing.
I have
her.
A feeling Ryan's right. Love you, bro, but I'm going to go with Ryan on this one.
Wait, you and Ryan play on the same team, so I'm not particularly surprised.
Goat dick. Come on. It's got its charms, I guess.
It's not that hard.
Goat dick. All right, fuck you guys.
I don't know. It didn't seem to be overwhelming. I mean, I didn't see it.
What are you talking about?
A lot of the media attention I was paying attention to.
Oh, fuck the media.
Because I was expecting it, because it's a giant. One of the issues they're having, if it's not the Avengers, it doesn't seem to do very well. And this is she's going to be in the next version of the Avengers. Because a lot of Chris Evans is no longer Captain America. Mm. You're going to have issues with the guy who plays Tony Stark, because eventually his contract's going to go up. So they're going to bring new people to play the Avengers. And that's where they're starting to pump up these newer members.
Hmm.
So
the movie's got a $355 million budget, so it's not like they're not going to be able to find the money to pay the actors, even if their contracts are up.
Yeah.
It just depends if they want to do it. I mean, but they've done it for what, 10, anywhere between 5 to 10 years?
Something like that, but the fuck else is he doing? I mean, that's an awesome character to play, Tony Stark.
Well, yeah. Well,
you know, I wouldn't mind throwing that down for another
Robert place. Downey? You well, I would say who it is.
You know, he's number one on the call sheet, so he kind of gets the call as his own day, more or less. They probably make that the easiest film he's ever done.
Well, I was thinking more of Chris Evans, because Robert Downey Jr., I can see him continue to play it. Chris Evans doesn't seem the type of guy that wants to get typecasted too much. Because he's already been
well,
in a
lot. He's already done a bunch of shit. He did Scott Pilgrim, showed everybody he could be funny.
But
he's done some really goofy shit. And
but we're,
he looks like that. What are you
and he's
doing?
Hot.
Here's the issue. Is we're
he's
moving.
Hot. He's let me get closer to say it. He's hot.
Well, here's the difference. Is for most people, they know him for his two things. They know him as the fire guy from Fantastic Four, and they know him as Captain America. They don't know any of the other weird shit he's done.
And he's hot.
Well, see, that's the point.
Thanks, Bears.
He's hot. You know what I mean? It's to a certain point, you're only going to get certain roles because you're only going to look like this for a short period of time. Then when you're looking all distinguished with your salt and pepper beard, you can go be a fucking actor.
I am.
But what else? What other $30 million paydays do you have right around the corner?
And the other issues is this is a great way for them to introduce other people playing Captain America because, you know, his character wasn't Captain America the whole time. So we'll see. I hope he stays.
Not going to be doing that. There was probably a discussion early on about how many movies there might potentially be.
Well, because in his contract.
Otherwise, you'd have to write the story away from Captain America because you can't change characters and Vicky from Fresh Prince.
Honestly, when they did Winter Soldier, would have been a great exit for Captain America. When the Winter Soldier guy grabbed his shield, would have been a great way to move that forward. They could easily write him off, because if you take a look at the way they're directing it, he's no longer really the main character like he was before. I think they're kind of
splintering it off. Well, that's because there's a lot of characters. You can't give them the kind of screen time because there's not just the five main characters anymore. There's like 15 people they have to follow in these fucking movies.
That's true. I mean, I'm just curious to see what they're going to do because I don't think he's going to be in the next couple of Captain America movies.
So, Brie Larson.
I'd be really surprised if they ever made a Captain America movie the next 15 years without him.
Brie Larson said, I do not need a 40-year-old white dude to tell me what didn't work for him about A Wrinkle in Time. That's what she said, according to IndieWire.
Okay, so how
what's
does
so terrible about that?
There's too many white men in whatever.
That has another. Yeah, that someone took that way out of context.
Right.
Out of context.
There was a giant Rotten Tomatoes battle over this.
Oh, yeah, I read that. That's just garbage.
Honestly, I don't think what she said, there's anything wrong with what she said.
So, what this. God damn it, will you stop doing that? She said, where is it? They're saying that she's basically a social justice warrior.
Well, she is, but that's
Hollywood. She's using it to use her awareness regarding the predominantly white male influence hovering around over Hollywood. I'm like, well, that's been around for like almost, what year are we in? So almost 100 years.
Yeah, but she has every right to protest that as a white woman.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, if she wants to complain about it, she can complain about it. Yeah. It's America.
And every Hollywood person is a social justice warrior. And sometimes it bites them in the ass. Like, it's kind of affected Will Wheaton
Yeah,
right
but
now.
Sometimes we really need those people.
Will Wheaton.
Thank you.
What you don't need is censorship and all the other things that the left has kind of started eating their own tail on. You know, like, no matter how good or bad the idea, you can't stop somebody from saying something because you don't like the idea.
As far as I'm concerned, if she's actually acting and playing the role in the movie, I don't care what she has to say outside of it, as long as she says it outside the movie and the role.
I mean,
if she's on screen and all of a sudden stops and goes, so you know what? These asshole white guys behind me are really pissing me off, you know, in the middle of the freaking movie. Then I have a problem. Don't ruin my movie experience in the middle of it by doing something like that.
That's generally why I try not to watch.
That's all I have to say.
That's why.
If she's going to go and play a role, play the role. That's great. Good job.
I mean, that's generally why I try not to watch a lot of interviews with Hollywood people. Because once you kind of see their interviews, you're like, okay, they're as vacuous as I thought.
Not necessarily. I don't know if I agree with that. I watch interviews with famous people, and just because I don't share their opinion doesn't mean I'm never going to watch their movie again, or well, I automatically hate them.
Well, I never said one that really bothered me, and I'll say it, is Whoopi. Whoopi Goldberg, when she went freaking out over Bush and went on her tirades and tirades and tirades over Bush, it really made me not appreciate her role as Gaia in Star Trek.
No, I love Whoopi. I don't care.
And I liked Gaia. But once she started that and I look at her in there, I'm like...
Guinan.
Guinan, whatever.
Because she was Gaia the spell of Earth and the Planeteers.
Bit of a difference between Oprah and a lot of people, though, because Oprah's been on The View forever. She has an opinion-based show.
How did we get on Oprah?
Hey, by the way, Ryan, woman.
Yeah.
Both very powerful, beautiful black women.
I would say Oprah's more...
For the record, I got the right one.
I never found them attractive.
I would say Oprah's more powerful than Whoopi.
I really didn't. I mean,
I wouldn't want to follow Oprah.
Here's my point.
To each his own.
Whoopi has had an opinion show for a long time with The View, so her opinion has almost overshadowed her career as an actress.
Yeah.
I would say nope.
People kind of know her from that more, but you don't have to look up what the chick from Captain Marvel said about anything if you don't want it.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, this is one of the reasons I generally just avoid a lot of these shows, because generally I don't care. Was it Ed Norton? There's a BBC show I watch all the time that I like that because he...
Graham Norton.
Graham Norton, thank you. Not Edward Norton.
Okay. I was going to say
the Graham Norton show.
Oh, damn, I love Graham Norton.
Graham Norton show I like because I love the way he does the interviews.
He's really funny.
He gets away from some of the things that I just don't want to hear about. Like, I generally don't care about their political opinions, but about the movie and other things I really enjoy.
I don't care about yours.
That's cute. It's my show.
Yeah, but she kind of...
I'm taking over, bitch.
Yeah, she really did.
I have the power of the mute.
She's got the goat.
No!
Actually,
oh, shit.
We can't be the one. Now we're going to censor.
Damn it, John, in your white, almost 40-ish male dominance.
Yeah, you're boring. Your face is boring.
I've always known I was the most boring person on the show.
That's why he hides it behind a beard.
This is also why I've tried to be the moderator of the show, because I know I'm boring.
Oh, yeah, moderate this.
But I do have the power to end the show, which we are doing right now. So, ladies and gentlemen, for Jonathan Charney, Ryan Preston, James Stevens, and somebody.
Heather Charney.
As always, thank you for listening.
Go Dick. Bye.
Goodbye.